Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camel wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. By Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. By the Castle Rock Petenwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-petenwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, a Lake Michigan report, fun at Florence County Fair, and grouse camp in Eagle River. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named best personal injury law firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. And all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, Jeff Kelm has just moved into a new house in Wisconsin Rapids, and he's having internet issues this week, so I am winging it alone. I think he will be back next week, and we'll hear all about the move and what his plans are with the new house. I'm up in Lake Tomahawk for the World Muskie Hunt. We have 3 days of muskie fishing on some of the top waters in the state, and I'll have a full report on that next week. As of Thursday evening, there were 4 muskies caught by past hunters, and that is people who were contestants in earlier years fishing with guides all over the area on Thursday. 4 muskies total caught by, I don't know, 30 or 40 people, so not a great ratio there. I was out with my friend Alan Thede of Man in the Moon Foods. I fished with him 2 years ago and his brother Bob, and Alan caught a nice muskie, a 41-incher, and put us on the board. Well, Alan had 3 follows, and I had 1 follow on a Buford fly tied by Brad Bowen, but we could not convert any of those follows into strikes. So we saw 4 fish. We hope to see more tomorrow and Saturday, and as I mentioned, I will have a full report next week. Well, coming up, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welsh reports on Lake Michigan fishing action off Sheboygan, and a spoiler alert, the big kings are coming closer to shore, so spawning time is just around the corner. Rough Grouse Society's Keenan Foley, a new employee there, invites us all to attend grouse camp at Trees for Tomorrow, coming up in September. We'll hear all about that. And Eric Prince, he is the Director of Economic Development for Florence County. He shares some highlights of this weekend's Florence County Fair, and some of it's pretty wild. Flying mud, arm wrestling, and Taylor Swift. Who knew? All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Castle Rock and Petenwell are 2 of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer 4 seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at castlerock-petenwell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Petenwell Lakes Association.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. It's time for another Lake Michigan fishing report brought to you by Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan and on the web at DumperDan.com. And you'll find updates on his Facebook page every day, including a video and audio recording of this report and all the fishing reports that we record for Outdoors Radio throughout the season. That Facebook page is Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters. The second sponsor this week is Dave's Who's In, 835 Indiana Avenue in Sheboygan. And joining us once again is Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welsh. Well, Dan, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
You bet, Dan. I'm back, and I got a current report for everybody here, so looking forward to telling you what's going on the big lake.
All right, so how is the fishing now?
Fishing remains good. It's been a great season, as you know, and pretty much everybody else knows, all the way from 1st of May till middle of August now. But the fish are starting to move in. It's starting to get closer to the spawning time of year for the mature king salmons, the four-year-olds, when they come into the tributaries and go upriver to spawn. We're not quite totally there yet, but we've had some batches of kings come into the lighthouse area off of the port of Sheboygan the last few days and catching some nice ones there. More of the kings, Dan, are out in that 80 to 140 foot range, which is normal for this time of year, and we're picking away at some bigger kings out there too. Them fish eventually will head westbound to the Sheboygan Harbor and some of the rivers and the tributaries as well. So it's that time of year. They're heading in closer. Water temperatures are cooling down, and it's a fun time of year. It's one of my favorite when they come close to shore because you don't know what you're going to tie into. You could catch a state record. You don't know. I mean, the fish are big.
And you have caught a state record years ago. How big are they running now?
It's went up a few pounds in the last 10 years. Mature four-year-old king salmon is between 18 and a half and 22 pounds. Our biggest one this year is 31. We had a 30-pounder come in the other day for mounting. A picture of it's on our Facebook page. That was 30 pounds, 42 inches long,
wow,
by the way. Yeah, just a giant. 18 to 22 is an average four-year-old. Now, the three-year-olds, there's a lot of them around, too, that'll spawn next fall, and they're running anywhere from 12 pounds up to about 16, 18. They're fun to catch, too.
They certainly are. Well, kings are the big story right now, but are you still catching other species?
We are. Cohos are biting some of our king setups because the cohos are running good size right now this time of year. They're averaging about 10 pounds apiece. I was out in Arvalo, my boat, the other day at the center council and caught three coho, and they jump like a rainbow. They're jumping out of the water. They're full of energy. All of my Dumper Dan charter boats have been catching some coho, too. There are some rainbow around. Seems like they've been running like that 5 to 6, 7 pound range. just good eating size rainbow steelhead trout, but not ginormous ones by any means, but fun to catch. Not too many on Lakers and Browns lately. We really haven't been fishing them species, but Kings, Cohos, Rainbows are right now pretty steady here mid-August, Port of Sheboygan, Lake Michigan.
Okay, and you're getting them where? Just off the harbor mouth and then out deeper as well?
Yeah, outside the harbor mouth. We don't start fishing like inside the harbor till mid to late September. They school up in there, and you'll see them jumping inside the Sheboygan Harbor, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And you catch them in there. But right now we're fishing outside the harbor and 30 foot out to about 45, 50 foot north and south of town. There's sailboat buoy, racing buoys to the south. Keep an eye out for them. You don't want to run into them, but you can go by them. There's fish there over by the Nun Buoy to the north at North Point Reef. That's a good spot. Stay to the east of it, 40 feet of water there. The inside of the buoy, it gets up to like 10 feet. Just troll the whole structure in the harbor mouth. Look for the stained river water. That's what's unique with Sheboygan here coming up, fall fishing. You see that coffee-colored brown river water, you want to be fishing in that and on the edge of that because that is just a money spot to catch nice big salmon in the fall season. So look for that stained water, which has a temp break in it as well, and a lot of bait fish in it. Stay close. Fish at 30 to 50. Troll plugs. It's J-plug time of year. One of my favorite parts of tackle to run. You can run it on 1, 3, and 5 color lead core off the planer boards. Slide divers are dynamite with J-plugs. Number 3, number 4 J-plugs out about 20 to 40 feet. And then downriggers, again, too, are quite well catching Kings, Cohos, and Rainbows on spoons and plugs. Plug spoons, magnum spoons, 2.2 to 2.4 mile an hour. Water temp's been changing a lot, Dan. We've had, you know, a lot of wind lately on and off. One day it can be 62 degrees, the next day it's 70, 72. So that's been moving a lot, the water and the temps. But fish have still been biting, so it's been a good bite overall.
Well, Dan, do you have openings in what's left of August and September now?
The last week I do. We were pretty solid all the way through, you know, the 15th, 18th of August, 12 trips a day pretty much every day on 6 boats. Plus, I've been farming out some trips to some of the boats around me on the weekends, too, keeping them full. We had 8 boats out last Saturday, but the last week of August, I do have openings. Monday to Friday, I have at least a boat or two open. Labor Day weekend, great weekend to go salmon fishing on Lake Michigan. I have openings Labor Day weekend, 3-day weekend. Otherwise, September during the week I do as well. Call me 920-377-1147. Talk to me direct, my cell. I'll get you hooked up. We'll get a deposit down and get you here. Get on out here. We're running out of time, and summer's 3/4 over, so and there's some good fishing to be had. Maybe you'll catch a big one that we can mount for you and put on the wall with our in-house taxidermist. You never know.
All right. Well, Dan, you mentioned wind. Now, what happens if a trip gets canceled because of weather? I know that happens once in a while.
It does. It really does, Dan, and that's a great question. It did not happen much in May, June, July, but it happened here in August a little bit. Some north, really heavy winds, and then some south winds. I keep an eye on it. We have a weather lake buoy out 2 miles. I watch the lighthouse cams. I watch the live cams, sail flow, the Weather Channel, and NOAA at the lighthouse. So I'm in the mix of everything here, watching what to do. Now, if we don't get out, like we haven't a few times here in August, the folks meet in my store, which is prime spot for coming on in the morning or afternoon, grab a soda, a cup of coffee, a donut. We look over the books, we reschedule you, and everybody reschedules. If I can save you some drive time, I may call you ahead of time if you're, you know, not too far out and turn you around and have you rebook over the phone. But most of the people are lodging here, so they're here already for a couple days. I just meet them all in my store. We talk it over, look at dates. You know, unfortunately, I make the right call. I don't want to put them in a difficult situation with high waves or lightning or anything. So you got to make the smart call and move forward and get them back on another date. And my store on the riverfront's a perfect place to do it, right where my condos and charter boats are.
Absolutely. And you've been doing this long enough. You know safety is the most important thing. Catching fish is wonderful, but nobody wants to get hurt. You and your captains have to battle big waves and, you know, people get sick and that kind of thing. So it's good that you're on top of that and that you essentially accommodate people and rebook if they can't get out.
Yeah, and like I said here, I'm in my store right now, you know, on the riverfront. It's just a nice place to meet and talk. You know, I explain the situation. I show them live cam videos of the lake on our television. It's really neat, and people can see and know what I'm talking about as I speak usually 30, 40, 50 people at one time on any given morning or afternoon that are here in-house. So we do our best to get you out on a good day because that's what you want to do, enjoy the fishery and go home with some nice fish and have a memorable trip.
And after fishing, you can enjoy a meal at one of the many restaurants, including Dave's Who's In, which is our second sponsor this week. They're right around the corner on Indiana Avenue. What can you tell us about Dave's?
Dave's got a great place, Dave's Who's In, Indiana, right on the corner. You can see it from my place. We can point you in that direction. You can walk there from the condos. Pool tables, a lot of them. Dart boards, a lot of them. Great menu, good food, good bar. Dave's been around, like me, a long time. So he's definitely an icon for Sheboygan as far as a go-to bar and grill to stop at. So check out Dave's Who's In. That's one of many spots to go, but he's one of our great sponsors and a good friend of mine as well. Definitely check it out. We always point people there every day. We have menus here in our store so we can show you what he has ahead of time. But great place to hang out, Dan. And he's got a great crew over there, good staff. Oh, they also have, I've never done it, I always wanted to try it. They have miniature bowling, which is really cool.
Yeah, you've told us about that before. We'll have to try that next time we're in town.
Maybe you and I will try it.
There you go. All right, well, Dan, thanks for the report. We'll let you go, and we'll expect to talk to you again in a couple of weeks. And meanwhile, I hope the fishing continues to be as good as it has been.
Absolutely. And meanwhile, everybody check out our Facebook page. I post pictures every day. You can see everybody on there catching them. It's a fun place to be on the Internet at Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters on Facebook. Keep an eye on us, so watch what we're catching, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Dumper Dan Welch with the Lake Michigan Fishing Report from Sheboygan. His website again, dumperdan.com. And as he said, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters on Facebook. And also, don't forget Dave's Who's In right around the corner on Indiana Avenue. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Ruff Grouse and American Woodcock Societies have been improving forest habitat for these and other species for more than 60 years now. You can learn more at ruffedgrousesociety.org. And joining us now from Stevens Point is the new engagement coordinator for the Western Great Lakes, that's Wisconsin and the Western UP. His name is Keenan Foley. Keenan, thanks so much for joining us, and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thank you, Dan. Pleasure to be here.
Well, you are new in this position, so tell us a little bit about what you are up to and how you came to be the engagement coordinator.
Sure. I've always been an avid outdoorsman. Fly fishing, tying my own flies, spending lots of time down in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. I did live in the Madison area for about 10 years before moving back up to central Wisconsin and finishing up a biology and resource management degree at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point in the College of Natural Resources. In that, I did some research work on brook trout, and I like to focus mainly on native species. And then I've been an RGS member since about 2017. And have really enjoyed the society and everything that they promote as far as conservation work. And I saw this job came available, and it looked like the right fit for me, and really excited to be getting started.
Cool. Well, it sounds like you've got the right background for it. What does the engagement coordinator do exactly?
The engagement coordinator helps the local chapters plan and execute their events. So those could be anything from the banquets, which are the big events for each chapter, but we also have some smaller events. Some of the new fun ones are Birds and Brew, where some of the chapters have a smaller event where they get together at a local brewery and tell, you know, the public and members about the society and what we do. We also have different shoots where people get together and either teach others how to shoot sporting clays or talk about the society and what everything RGS is about.
Okay. Well, and you've got a big event coming up in September, the Grouse Camp at Trees for Tomorrow in Eagle River.
That's right. Yep. Really excited. So that's going to be September 20th through the 22nd out of Eagle River, Wisconsin. And the grouse camp is a really unique opportunity for individuals who are either new to grouse and woodcock hunting or interested in what RGS and American Woodcock Society is about to learn more. One of the really interesting aspects of this event is that new hunters can be paired with a mentor hunter, and these mentor hunters will have their own dogs. The event includes a box of shotgun shells, so they'll pretty much have everything provided, but other aspects as far as what to look for out in the woods when you're hunting, how to identify grouse woodcock habitat. So it's a really good event for new or inexperienced hunters to kind of get their foot in the door.
Yeah, I was at the first one 5-6 years ago. I can't remember exactly when that was. And in fact, we taped it for Outdoor Wisconsin. And it was quite an event. We went out with a couple who had good dogs, and we had some young guys from Stevens Point, in fact, and I think they got some woodcock and got some shooting, saw some birds, and they were really excited. So it is, as you say, a great event for newcomers to upland bird hunting.
Yeah, definitely. Many other organizations have similar learn how to either fly cast or tie your own flies or things like that, but from what I've seen, those are usually, you know, just kind of stand alone and an hour here, hour there. With the grouse camp, it really is a grouse camp. You get to see how to break down the birds afterward, even some preparation, and just a really nice atmosphere for learning not only how to hunt birds, but the camaraderie of what comes with the grouse camp environment.
And there are seminars involved too before hunting.
Yep, exactly. You know, they go over key habitat, even gun safety and other things like that, which are vitally important when you're out walking through the grouse woods.
And I think the event I was at, there was a bonfire and a whiskey tasting and all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, they go all out. Like I said, it really is not just a simulation of what a traditional grouse camp is. It really is a grouse camp and really, really good learning environment to kind of hit the ground running.
So if people are interested, can they still register?
Yes, they can. Registration is still open until 3 days prior of the event. That's usually through the online store. People can Google search rgs.org or just Google search Rough Grouse Society, and we'll be able to search Grouse Camp, Wisconsin, and we'll be able to claim their spot.
Okay. Well, Keenan, let's talk about some of the other events that are coming up.
We have a really fun Birds and Brew event happening on August 26th with the Chippewa Valley chapter of Rough Grouse Society, and that will be held at the Chippewa River Distillery in Brewster Bros Brewing. The event is 5:30 to 8 p.m., and that's a chance to come and have a delicious microbrew beer and learn a little bit more about Rough Grouse Society, American Woodcock Society. We have our Eagle River Chain of Lakes chapter banquet on August 29th. So that'll be a chance if you're in the Eagle River area to come and have a dinner and learn a little bit more about RGS AWS. We also will have the Milwaukee banquet happening on September 10th if you're in the Milwaukee area, and the Marinette County chapter will be on September 19th. And then, as we mentioned before, the Grouse Camp event, which will be starting September 20th.
Okay. It sounds like you're going to be a busy guy this late summer and early fall.
Yep, it looks just like it. Yep, banquet season.
All right. Well, I understand you've got a couple of bird dogs yourself.
I do, yep. I have two pointers. Sometimes people refer to them as English pointers, a female Chili and a male Ancho. And then I also have an English Cocker Spaniel named Kick. I mean, we spend our fall in northern Wisconsin chasing grouse and woodcock. And then I also like to get out west to the prairies, early September, North Dakota, Montana, and then I try to also take a trip down to either Kansas, hope to get down to Arizona at some point and chase some quail around. We try to get around a little bit with the dogs.
Cool. Do you hunt them together, the pointers and the cocker?
I haven't yet, just because my pointers are still quite young, so I'm just kind of getting them steadied up on their birds. And I don't mind walking into flush, but I had an older pointer previously, and with her I would every now and then run the cocker with her and have him go in and flush the birds just for fun. Yeah.
Yeah. And will the pointers retrieve as well?
Yeah, I work on that with them. So my two youngest, I haven't put them through that yet, but after they get a couple seasons under their belt and they're working well for me, I'll go through the retrieval process as well with them.
Yeah, some folks use a pointing dog to find the birds and then a flusher like an English cocker or a springer to go flush the birds and then bring them back.
Yep, and I have on occasion gotten my cocker out of the truck on a quail hunt if we couldn't find a bird that we knew we dropped, and have him go in, and he's a pretty good pickup artist, so he'll find them pretty quick if I ever need him to.
Yeah, they've got a good nose, amazing. So, well, Keenan, it sounds like you've got plans for fall, and with young dogs, that's exciting to see them develop and to hunt over them for sure. And lots of banquets on the docket as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a busy fall, but a fun one for sure.
All right. Well, thanks so much for talking with us. We will talk with you again, I'm sure, as you get into this job, and maybe next spring with events coming up. And good luck with Grouse Camp this year.
Dan, I really appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Keenan Foley is the engagement coordinator for the Western Great Lakes. That includes Wisconsin and the western upper peninsula of Michigan. With the Ruff Grouse and American Woodcock Societies, they've been improving habitat for these and other species for more than 60 years. And you can learn all about both the Ruff Grouse and American Woodcock Societies at ruffedgrousesociety.org. And you can do a search there for Grouse Camp and other events, and perhaps join Keenan and other folks at one of these events this fall. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkaline and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venable from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Florence County, Wisconsin invites you to explore thousands of acres of county, state, and national forest lands, plus wild rivers, ATV, UTV trails, and more. You can learn all about the activities and the events and what you can do there at exploreflorencecounty.com. And joining us now for our monthly chat is the Director of Florence County Economic Development, Eric Prince. Eric, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
As always, thanks to you, Dan.
Well, it's good to talk to you again, and this is County Fair weekend for you folks there.
It is, the big County Fair. We have a bunch of new things going on, and we're pretty excited about it.
Well, cool. Now, this show, of course, airs on the weekend for most listeners, but we post it online. So some people get their podcast feed early, and even if you don't subscribe, you can go to lake-link.com/radio and listen to the show before it airs on the weekend. So for folks who get that information, what do you got going on Friday night?
Well, Friday night, we have a professionally run truck pull. It's going to be 8 different classes, plus there's even a semi-class, which is got people pretty excited about it. And
yeah,
they start pulling at 7, and, you know, 100% cash payouts, and it's just going to be a real fun event. I know that we had about 40 truckloads of clay that made its way out to the fairground yesterday, and they have everything looking pretty neat. I actually put something on the Facebook page to show you what it looks like. Yeah, people are pretty excited about Friday night, and then the Bad Mother Truckers are going to be playing.
Okay.
So that goes hand in hand.
Yeah. So,
you know, Friday night.
So a truck.
Good stuff.
Good. Well, a truck pull, what do they pull?
They have these big trailers.
Okay.
That I believe they pull, and they're like, there's like a weight. There's some sort of a weight that moves, that slides along.
Okay. It's like like a tractor pull.
It's like a tractor pull, yeah, but of course it's with trucks.
With trucks, okay. So people who are familiar with that might want to see that. And this is done over a clay course then, right?
It is.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. And then on Saturday, you've got the mud bog. Now, what's that all about?
That will become the mud bog.
Okay.
Place where they're running. You know, I'm not sure if they add water or what they do, but I've seen pictures of it from previous years. It gets pretty messy, and people love it when the mud is just flying all over the place. So, and I think there's, 12 different classes of racers, and they start at noon.
Okay. So what else is going on? There's an arm wrestling contest. I saw that.
Yeah, and that's on Saturday, too. I know that one of the big guys that I work with here, he's in it. Weigh-ins are at 4 o'clock. Arm wrestling starts at 5. This is on Saturday, the 24th. There's actually weight classes. Get this, there's even a weight class for kids ages 2 to 17.
Oh, no.
So,
okay.
Yeah. They have amateur, they have women's, and then they have the men's, and then they have the big guys. There's a cash payout. And the people that are doing it are from Wisconsin Arm Wrestling. So you can check them out at facebook.com/Wisconsin Arm Wrestling. And all the details for all of this is on exploreflorencecounty.com.
Okay. Are you going to wrestle?
Not quite there anymore.
Okay.
I'll be there 2 or 3 of the days, and they have some good bands like Next Mile and Loving Country and like the ones I mentioned.
Yeah.
Then they have some other polls and karaoke, and they have a new thing for the kids this year. I'm calling all Swifties. I think it has to do with Taylor Swift. There's a lot of detail on that one, but that's on Saturday. I think it's earlier for the kids. So they're doing more for the kids this year, which is important too. And the weather up here is going to be fantastic Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you're looking for something to do in Florence County, you can join us there. And we have a handful of other things happening around the county. Good stuff going on.
All right. Now, so Taylor Swift is not going to be there herself.
No, Taylor Swift is not going to be here.
Yeah. I saw the website and I thought, oh, Taylor Swift. Oh, yeah. Okay. It's a Taylor Swift themed event for kids.
Yes. themed event.
Yeah,
yes.
Very good. And
the clarification.
Yeah, and your website, of course, exploreflorencecounty.com, has a lot of info. And then there's a county fair website, too, florencecountyfair.com. I found that.
That's
one.
Correct.
So, all right. Aside from that, now, we talked about the comprehensive recreation plan, a month or so ago. Refresh us on that. What's going on there?
Well, Florence County Forestry and Parks put a survey out, and they asked me to put it on the Facebook page, and I believe I put it on the website, too. They're putting together a comprehensive outdoor recreation plan for the years 2025 through 2030. Only takes a couple of minutes to complete, but we want to know what's good, what's bad, what we can make better, you know what I mean? So we're putting it out there to the masses and hoping that we can get some feedback. And, you know, certainly if you can't find it for whatever reason on social media, just hit me up and send me an email or call me or whatever, and I'll make sure that you get the link. But the link is live until the end of August, which is right around the corner, so we are looking for everybody's input.
Okay, and then once you get that input, then you're going to implement whatever comes out of that, plus your own ideas, right?
Yeah, you know they'll sit the Forestry and Parks group, and if they invite me and whoever else, if it's all by committee, we'll get together and vet everything out and see what makes sense. And, you know, it's got to fit in a budget too, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we have a lot of things going on, and, you know, we do pay attention to our budgets here and little Florence County, but we do what we can to make it a pleasurable experience for everybody that comes up.
And Florence County has a lot of activities, including the Skeeters, the water ski show kids. Are they still going on?
They are still going on. They're running on Sunday the 25th this week, and then their final show for the season is actually next Sunday, September 1st, over Labor Day weekend at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you haven't been to a Skeeter show, get out to one of them. There's only two left. Otherwise, you'll have to come back up next year and see them then. They put on shows all the way from June all the way through September. So they work really hard, and the shows are a lot of fun for the family.
Neat. Now, for folks who might not make it to County Fair or want to do something outside unorganized, you have ATV trails, you have waterfalls, you've got a lot of wonderful scenic places to visit there in Florence County, too.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I've had to, you know John Roberts, right?
Yes.
John took myself and a couple of my family members out on the Pine River. We went in by the flowage, and then we went down Breakwater Falls, we hiked down there, and then we went back up, and we paddled up to Halls Creek and to the bottom of LaSalle Falls. We did the portage up to the top of LaSalle Falls, and there's a couple of the smaller ones that I actually have done with my nephew who's visiting here from New Hampshire. And you know what? We have so many beautiful trails. There's a lot of scenery. There's great picture taking. There's the fishing. The tubes are still in at the river with Carl at Nature's Water Park on the Pine. So if you want a tube kayak, I believe he's doing paddle boards now. And there is so much to do. And, you know, this weekend we're going to be into the 80s. You're going to want to get in the water. And then, of course, we have, you know, 265 lakes and the Pine and Popple. And, yeah, the waterfalls, they're really a lot of fun. If you've never been, come up and join us.
All right. Well, Eric, thanks so much. We will send people to your website and hope you get a lot of visitors to the county fair and to explore Florence County because, as you say, and as I know because I've been there, there's a lot going on. We will talk to you again next month.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Eric Prince. He is Director of Florence County Economic Development, and you can learn all about the things we've talked about at exploreflorencecounty.com and florencecountyfair.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PeteandWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association.
Step outside, let us be your guide, Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield. Your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge, and members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They have a big inventory clearance sale going on boats, electronics, docks, and lifts, and the Crestliner rebates are still available. This is a great time to save big on a new boat. And if you buy a new boat now, or if you have a boat that you need to store, you can reserve your winter storage space at Cedar Lake Sales. It's first come, first serve now, so check their website for details. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. By Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, ProfHearingCare.com. By the Castle Rock Petenwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-petenwell.com, and by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you happen to live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And the last several years of the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV show are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers we mentioned, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio, and you can subscribe to our podcast there or download episodes going back a year or so. And our show is also available as a podcast on many other platforms, including outdoornews.com/podcasts. And we're all over social media. You'll find Jeff online at Hardwater Jeff and find me at Dan Small Outdoors. We've got a few DNR notices this week. The DNR is offering a $25 rebate for the purchase of a new endangered resources license plate, and this is through December 31st. This is for new plates or switching from one plate design to another, and you can do this at any time. There's really no need to wait for your current plates to expire. For details, visit the DNR website, keywords, endangered resources license plates. Eligible hunters have less than a month to sign up for the Gun Deer Hunt for hunters with disabilities. The deadline is September 15th. Hunt dates are October 5th through the 13th. And for details on eligibility requirements and how to find a landowner to host your hunt, visit the DNR website, keywords, deer hunting. And here's another deer hunting opportunity. This one's open to anyone. This is a firearms hunt at Sandhill Wildlife Area. It's coming up on November 2nd and 3rd, and applications are accepted until September 20th. Successful applicants will be issued one either-sex permit and one antlerless permit, so you'll have a chance to shoot two deer. The DNR is trying to reduce deer numbers there, and they need help from us hunters. To apply, visit the DNR website, and the keywords are Sandhill Outdoor Skills Calendar. One of our sponsors for the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV show, Wildlife Research Center, is holding a trail cam photo contest from now through December 31st. Entries must feature a Wildlife Research Center kit in use, and that can be the golden rope, the active branch mock scrape, or the scrape dripper. To enter, visit the Shoot On website, shoot-on.com, and click on the giveaways tab. And of course, it helps to have a deer in the photo as well. And if you're a vodka drinker, there's a brand new small batch vodka called Lake Effect Vodka. It's produced and bottled in Milwaukee, and it's available at Woodman's Markets and soon at other retailers. Lake Effect founder Big Al Foltman has announced that a portion of the proceeds from the sale of each bottle will support the conservation of our Great Lakes and surrounding areas. For more information, visit lakeeffectvodka.com. And I don't know if you saw this news release from the Michigan DNR. They estimate that about 30% of deer hunters do not register their deer, even though it's mandatory, just as it is here in Wisconsin. They conduct a random mail survey of 58,000 hunters, and they had a 32% response to the survey. And of those responding, apparently 30% were willing to admit they did not register a deer. I guess they're not afraid of any retribution. And I wonder what mandatory registration means if it's not enforced. Well, here's their conclusion, and I quote, "Even though deer harvest figures from hunters provide a quick look at their success during the season, those numbers are far from accurate and can lead to inaccurate assumptions." No kidding. This was reported this past week on OutdoorNews.com. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. You can hear more of his music and find out when he's playing and where if you visit WarrenNelson.com. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelm should be back next week. Get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next time for Outdoors Radio.
Okay, trollers. Adjust that needle valve now. Let's get to the perfect speed. Oh, how I love leaving the shore behind. When the cool night swallows the moose's nose, and the heron is fishing on one cold leg. When the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home. My wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale. When my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure. When the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey,
Patrol.